This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
Sydney Hedrick from Adapt Prevention is in here with us. We want to talk about something called DART and also a fentanyl awareness campaign. Sydney, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So how long have you been with Adapt?
About a year now, a little bit over a year, and I recently became the manager of the Prevention and Education Program.
So how did you get into a role like that?
Well, just being interested in really the overall well-being of individuals and understanding that prevention goes a long way, and it's a lot easier to prevent a substance use disorder than to combat one and enter into recovery.
And how long have you worked at Adapt altogether?
Since May of last year.
Wow. So talk about, first of all, this DART group, Drug, Alcohol, and RX Task Force.
Yeah, so DART, like you said, Drug, Alcohol, RX Task Force. We're a local coalition composed of about 16 different agencies in our community, and we're really focusing on educating our community and providing resources on substance use disorder and overdose, local treatment options, prevention services, and really just general safety practices around substance use.
And what led to it being formed?
Just wanting to educate our community about where we're at with substance use in our community and giving them the resources they need to make sure they're staying safe.
And obviously the last couple of years of this really kind of coming out of the pandemic and everything, this issue really has increased.
Yeah, definitely related to fentanyl, right? So we created this fentanyl awareness campaign because of the increased prevalence of fentanyl, not only nationwide, but in our community too. So as most people know, fentanyl, which is this really powerful synthetic opioid, meaning it's been lab made, it was actually discovered in the 1960s and is approved to be used to treat severe pain. More recently, however, fentanyl has been manufactured and distributed illegally, so it's became a major source in our illicit drug supply. And it actually turns out that about 60% of fake pills in rotation now contain a lethal dose of fentanyl. So it's really driving this opioid epidemic and this health crisis, where now more than 80,000 Americans are dying every year from an opioid overdose, a lot of it due to fentanyl and other synthetic opioids.
I mean, that's a stunning number.
Yeah, it's really sad. And so we definitely want to get some more education and awareness about fentanyl out to our community members. So that's why we created this fentanyl awareness campaign. It's called Aware, Prepared, Alive. So the more aware we are about fentanyl, the better prepared we can be, the more likely we are to keep our community members safe and alive. And that's really the whole goal.
Now, for people that observe all this, hear about it, but think, oh, I'm in no danger of this because I stay away from all that stuff, that's not always the case.
No, it's not, because it's happening in things that you might not necessarily think about. So if you're not getting your prescription pill at an actual pharmacy, like I'm saying, there's a high chance that fentanyl could be in it. And it might not be, an oxycodone pill. It could be a Xanax or an Adderall. And it's even been found in marijuana. So we have to be really careful about the source that we're finding our medication, because we are all really at risk of coming and having an encounter with fentanyl if we're not too careful.
And I don't remember the exact term, but there was something that Dent dealt with a while back that was like an even more powerful version of fentanyl. It was like multiple times, and it talked about, just what they'd recovered could have killed. I don't remember what the number was, but it was just off the charts.
Yeah, it's really powerful. There are several analogs of fentanyl. They might be referring to carfentanil, which is several times more potent, than fentanyl itself. And so it's just a couple milligrams that can cause an overdose. And when you think about a couple milligrams, that's enough to just fit on the tip of a pen or a pencil. So you can't really identify it when it's out there, and it's just really easily accidental exposure that can cause an overdose.
So what do people do to stay away from this?
It's really just about the education and understanding that it could be present. So that's why we developed this campaign. We want people to know about fentanyl. We want them to understand the dangers. We want them to know what an overdose looks like in case they encounter one. And we want people to carry naloxone if they can. Naloxone is this overdose reversal agent. It's also referred to as Narcan, which is the nasal spray formulation. And just having one of those around, carrying it with you, could potentially save a life if you encounter an overdose.
Now, is that something that people can just obtain over the counter, or?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to your local pharmacy and ask for a prescription, and they can prescribe you one right there at the spot and give you a dose of Narcan.
So you don't actually have to go through a doctor to get that then?
Correct.
And is there any risk, maybe isn't the right word, but anything people should know when they have that? Because I'm sure some people fear, well, what if I do this? I see something, but then I don't do it the right way.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And there's actually really low risk. You could give this to someone who is not overdosing on opioids and they would be just fine. It only has an effect if someone has opioids in their system. But otherwise, it's a completely safe medication.
And I know just, you know, listening to a police scanner all day, you hear these situations and sometimes it takes more than one dose with some people based on whatever their level of ODing is. I mean, it's pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, and I think that's really the key point of it, too, is because fentanyl is so potent, we're seeing that it might take more than one dose to recover someone from an overdose. And so the quicker we can act, being, you know, the bystander that finds the individual first, the more likely they are to survive that overdose. So getting into action even before law enforcement arrives.
So for this DART team, what are some of the things that that group's working on?
So regarding the campaign, again, the key message is to spread awareness about fentanyl. We also want you to know what an overdose looks like, carrying naloxone. But another goal of ours is to reduce stigma in general around substance use disorder. So we know that substance use disorder is more common than people might think it is. And lots of times this stigma prevents people from seeking treatment. But we know treatment is possible and recovery is possible. So we want people to seek treatment. But we have to do it in a way that is not going to be contributing to stigma so that people do. So a lot of the language that we use, like calling someone an addict or an abuser, that contributes to stigma and prevents them from seeking treatment. So changing our language to non-stigmatizing language, person-first language, like identifying someone as just having a substance use disorder, labeling it as the chronic brain disease it is, not labeling the person, that will go a long way in helping these individuals find a path to recovery.
Because my understanding is sometimes people get into this, into use of these substances, and you do, you get branded enough that way and you just kind of give up hope and you figure there's no way out.
Yeah, exactly. And if our community in general isn't believing that they can do it, it's going to be hard for them to believe that they can do it as well.
So any place people can go to get more resources about this?
Yes, absolutely. We encourage everyone to go to our campaign website, awareprepareredalive.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, so we encourage you to go there, like our post, share it with your own friends and family and groups on Facebook and Instagram. The more we talk about this issue, the more we're having these tough conversations and accepting that fentanyl is present, the more prepared our community is going to be and the safer ultimately we all will be.
All right, Sydney Hedrick from Adapt Prevention, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
8:40 at the Morning Report.